What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Keep It Real podcast, which is now the Keep It Real Network. This is the beginning of season 5. I know season 4 was a little funky. I just kind of ran out of time. I've been busy. Life has been lifing. It has not slowed down for me, but I'm back. I'm more dedicated than ever, and I'm ready to continue to do what I started. Now, I want to talk about just something that just happened the other day. Now, I'm working at this place, and one of my coworkers, husbands, me and him got into it was a respectful conversation about God, about the Lord, about Jesus, and from two different points of views. Now, I'm not a religious man. He is a religious man. He's a Jehovah's Witness. I'm not. So he's saying Jehovah. I'm saying Jesus. I'm saying Jesus. He's saying Jehovah. And he may know more than me regarding whatever he's being taught, but I could always bring it back. Now, it was a conversation. We were just talking about the world and the government and stuff like that, and I was saying like how the government is corrupt, and he's like, you're probably what, like 34, 35. When has it not been corrupt? And I was like, I don't know. I only know from what I've seen in my lifetime. I know in my lifetime, in my 34 years of life, this will be my, this election will be my 5th opportunity to vote. So it's been corrupt from what I see in my point of view. Now, and that led him to go on and talk about how Jesus has a kingdom, which we know this. Jesus has a kingdom in heaven, and he's in the middle. God is in the middle. He's in the middle, you know, and he's just going on and on about this. And I said something about how Satan is the god of this world because Adam and Eve sinned. And then he asked me, have you ever asked why? Why is Satan allowed to be the god of this world? And I was like, because Adam and Eve sinned. Adam and Eve had dominion over the earth as fleshly beings. They had dominion over the earth, and because they were deceived and they disobeyed God, Jesus, then they opened the door for sin. And then he's like, but do you know why? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then he texted me yesterday and was like, you should read Genesis 3:1-5. And tell me what you think, or tell me what you conclude. And I was like, okay, I'll let you know when I see it. So in Genesis 3:1-5, it says, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired, to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her. I done passed 5. And he did eat and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons." So he was pretty much asking me to decipher that verse, those verses, and tell him why Satan is allowed to be the god of the world. And what I told him was the truth. I said, or what I told him is the answer, that they opened the door for sin. They disobeyed. And then, you know, I don't know what he was looking for. Then I felt like it was more of like a possible way for him to debate or to try to teach me something, as if I don't know something. And I'm okay with being taught something, but if you're going to, you know, if you're teaching me something, then say that. You know, I don't have time with this spiritual, you know, these religious debates, because it doesn't serve me any purpose to ask why Satan is able to be the god of this world. I know he's the god of this world. I don't need to know why. I just know that I need to stay far, far, far away from Satan and anything of Satan. And I'm going to continue to be at my best and walk upright as much as I can, and continue to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, because there's no reason for me to ask why Satan is the god of this world. Jesus knows that. And also Satan knows that Jesus is God. The god of this world, with the little g, is temporary. But the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that's forever. So it doesn't serve me any purpose to answer or to ask that question, because it doesn't pertain to me. I just know that Satan is the god of this world, and we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. I know that that's what we're up against. We are up against demonic forces every single day, in the air, in people, in food and water, in jobs and schools, in stores, everywhere you go. We're up against demonic forces. It doesn't matter, in your family, in your household, we're up against this stuff every day, in your apartment, in your house, in the sky, under the ground, in caves and sewers. Like, we're up against these things every single day. So it doesn't matter why Satan is the god of this world. And I just felt like that was more of like a debate thing, and I don't want to debate, and I'm not here to debate. So I didn't answer the question, because I already answered the question. Because when he asked me that, I said, I never asked why. And he's like, do you wonder why? I said, I don't need to know why. Those are gunshots. So, apparently those were gunshots. Unfortunately, somebody was killed, and I pray that the Lord definitely have mercy on his soul. And I don't know, this all just happened. I was, you know, little ways down in the parking lot. This was somebody that was in the beginning of the parking lot at a Walmart, and I'm sitting there waiting on my wife. And she's in the store, and I'm stuck outside. And she's stuck inside because of the shooting. They locked the stores down. So there's people trying to get in. There's people that's in there that's stuck in there and can't get out. And the police is here. The ambulance is here. I saw his legs, but I didn't see his face or body or anything. I know he's dead. I do know he's dead. I'd be surprised if he's lived. There was at least 8 gunshots, as you heard. Wow. That definitely threw everything off, for sure. But as I was saying, you know, we live in this satanic world. We know who the God of this world is, because the God of this world will allow vessels that are full of wickedness to do things like what just happened. Man, that's crazy. I really pray for that man and or woman. I don't know if it was a man or a woman, to be honest with you. Because I had asked somebody in the parking lot, I said, were those gunshots? And it was one of the cart pushers for Walmart. And he was like, yeah, it was gunshots. There's a man on the ground. And I seen him kind of running. So I backed up and I kind of pulled forward to him, because I didn't want to drive over there, because I don't know if the person's still over there or not. And he said, yeah, somebody was shot. He's on the ground. And somebody shot him. And I don't know where the car went. I don't know if they left. I don't know if they jumped in the car. I don't know if they're on foot somewhere. I don't know anything. I just know my wife is in the store, and that's my only concern, is to get her and get out of here. And you could see people gathering up at the door trying to get out, and they won't let anybody out. So, man, absolutely crazy. When the police came here, they got here pretty quickly. It was about five or so minutes. I was blowing my wife's phone up for a minute, trying to have her come out the other entrance so that she doesn't see the body. I was trying to call her, but she don't never pick up her phone. I was trying to make sure she didn't see this dead body when she walks out. Because ironically, I told her, I said, I'll be parking between row four, and I think five. And I was in row four. Between row four and row three, I think. Man, there's so many people still trying to go in there. Even with the police over there. I don't know if they picked up the body or not. And they might have. I don't know if he's... I can't even see. I'm not even moving. I'm trying to stay in my spot. Because I don't want the police trying to see if I'm, you know, moving around too much. Man. I feel. Oh, this is crazy. There's been so many people just trying to get in the store. They don't even care. Or like spectating. And it's cold outside, so to be standing outside in this weather, it's not good. I'm just sitting out here looking in the store now. And it looks like they let a few people in, and I think they opened the door, but it looks like they're letting more people. It looks like they're about to let people out of the store. So my wife just called me, and she said there's a bunch of Karens in there going off, getting upset because they won't let anybody leave. And I can understand that, especially if you don't know what's going on or what just happened. Unfortunately, I know I was, you know, not very far away from the incident itself, which is very ironic based on what I was talking about at that time, about how Satan is the god of this world and how he uses people, whether it's in the same store, same place, same school, same job, co-workers, not co-workers, no matter what, no matter where, you know. Yeah, and then that happened, like, seconds later. Oh, did they lock the door again? Now, why did they let people in and then not let everybody out? Man, what a day. Man, my wife was out trying to enjoy. We were trying to enjoy pretty much this weekend, or this, you know, just a day before we have our next child. So I'm just, man, they gotta let these people out, man, because it looks like it's getting crowded in there. I had no idea this was gonna be my podcast, but this is going to be the podcast, unfortunately. And rest in peace to whoever it was, whether it was male, female, I don't know. I don't know anything. I just seen feet. And it looked like man feet on the ground. It's sad, man. It's sad how desensitized we are to death now. Like, and I've been like that since I was a kid. You know, it affects me, but it doesn't affect me. And I'm not trying to make light of it. I'm not trying to marvel at the fact, are they letting these people out? I'm not marveling at the fact that somebody's dead. It's just, I was talking about something. I was filming a podcast in the car waiting for my wife, and then that happened in the process, as you heard me say, were those gunshots. And it's exactly what they were. And sadly, somebody's died from that. Somebody's been killed from that. I thought it was like a bad car muffler at first. And I was like, those sound like gunshots. But I don't ever recall hearing gunshots. At least that close to me. So it sounds, when you're far away, it sounds louder because the echoes. But I'm also in the car and I was quite a few feet away from it. So they are letting people out, thank God. Well, I'm not sure. If I do put this out, that means I put it out. If I don't, that means you'll never know. You never knew this happened. But this was supposed to be the first podcast. I had a whole thing that I wanted to talk about, and I don't feel up to it right now based on the situation. So thank y'all for listening. Peace out.